Learn more about SCA risks and treatment at hearthelp.com. And by individual donors to PRI, whose contributions help bring innovation and diversity to public radio programming.
World Briefing was recorded this morning at 11:06 Central Time.
WILL programs are made possible by English Hedgerow, a special event florist, bistro, and full-service caterer on the corner of University and Lincoln Avenue, Urbana. English Hedgerow delivers distinctive bouquets, plants, gift baskets, and gourmet catering throughout the Champaign-Urbana area.
It's 12:31. This is the Afternoon Magazine. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. Jason Croft is our technical director. Here now with AM 580 News, Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Celeste. Good afternoon. Illinois' early voting totals are nearing 665,000 as election officials count an avalanche of ballots cast this past week. More than 7,700 of those votes have been cast in Champaign County, where Clerk Mark Sheldon says lines an hour long were common in the days leading up to yesterday's deadline for early voting. Sheldon says Illinois voters can still vote early, but they must do so now by absentee ballot and give a reason why they can't make it to the polls on Election Day. His office will be open today, tomorrow morning, and Monday. As for Election Day itself, Sheldon says his experience with early voting has prompted him to advise voters to study up before they hit the polls. He says in most elections, voting is as simple as picking the candidates' names.
But when you start reading a long question that you know, has a lot of, in some cases, jargon to it, and, you know, takes a while to absorb it all. But if you look at your specimen before you go in on Election Day and bring it along with you, I think it goes really quickly.
Sheldon says specimen ballots are available at his office and online, as well as the voting guide that was recently mailed out to all households. He says prepared voters will help keep lines shorter and move them quicker on what could be a record day for turnout. Months after the U.S. Department of Energy pulled its support for building the future-gen coal-fired power plant near Mattoon, the project's backers are looking to Election Day with optimism. Senator Dick Durbin fought to keep future-gen alive, and Durbin and the coal and power companies that want to build the plant believe a new president might revive the project. Both Barack Obama and John McCain have expressed support for developing clean coal technology. Durbin, Congressman Tim Johnson, and others who support FutureGen believe the Energy Department killed it because Mattoon was chosen over a pair of sites in Texas. They contend that President Bush's Lone Star roots doomed Mattoon. The Energy Department maintains it shelved the project because of rising costs. It's since launched a new initiative to fund research at several sites yet to be chosen. Election Day is still 4 days away, but it hasn't stopped speculation about whom from Chicago and Illinois could be tapped to be part of a Barack Obama administration. Tony Arnold has more.
There's been a lot of questions about who Obama would want in his cabinet, were he to be elected. But around these parts, the questions tend to drift toward, would he use his Chicago connections to move any local political figures to D.C.? One potential name for Obama's Secretary of Education is Chicago Public Schools CEO Arne Duncan.
If the Senator Obama would want to have him, he can have him. But I would not want to recommend him because I want to keep him right here in Chicago.
That's Mayor Richard Daley, who says Duncan has done a good job in forming partnerships with the private sector and universities. Daley stresses Obama still has to win the election before anything else. For his part, Duncan says he hasn't thought about working in an Obama administration. I'm Tony Arnold.
A second statewide poll in Indiana shows Republican Governor Mitch Daniels with a wide lead over Democratic gubernatorial candidate Jill Long Thompson. The latest poll to come out is from the Indianapolis Star and WTHR. It found that 54% of those support Daniels, while 36% of those surveyed support Long Thompson. The poll surveyed more than 600 likely voters and has a margin of error of plus or minus 4 percentage points. A recent Wish TV Indiana poll also found Daniels with a large lead over Long Thompson. More public schools in Illinois produced high-achieving readers in the middle grades on standardized tests this year. The number of schools reporting that 80% or more of their students met or exceeded reading standards in grades 5, 6, and 7 jumped by as many as 200. Those numbers come from an analysis of results of the Illinois Standards Achievement Test, which the State Board of Education released this morning. But the number of schools with 80% meeting or exceeding reading levels in other grades, 3, 4, 8, and 11, remain the same. So do the numbers of high-achieving schools in each level in mathematics. State School Superintendent Christopher Cook says more students can make academic gains if schools continue to focus on student learning. Shareholders who lost money in a bankrupt ethanol plant in central Illinois are being asked to come up with more money to pay for a water treatment plant. Champaign-based HWS Energy Partners built the plant and wants members of the defunct Central Illinois Energy LLC in Fulton County to make good on a lease agreement. Construction of the ethanol plant was halted in December of last year when contractors left the job site because they weren't getting paid. The plant's board of directors declared bankruptcy days later. Although shareholders lost all their money with the bankruptcy filing, HWS wants to be paid for the water treatment plant. The company filed a lawsuit seeking a $435,000 payment now due. Former CIE Secretary Robert Volin says all the cooperative's board members have resigned and there's no money to pay the debt. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 2:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
Today's programming is made possible in part by Ratio Architects, designers of the M2 on Neal mixed-use project in downtown Champaign, on the web at ratioarchitects.com.